this is why we come. Notice I didn't say this is why you in school. Make a note of this. I'm a career student. You never stop learning. And you stay close to your man of God. He's growing. Isn't that something? 43 years, still growing. So, Father, thank you for our apostle. Thank you for the manifestations and the demonstrations of the Spirit. Thank you for allowing us to see your Spirit come upon him, watching him transform before our very eyes into another man, watching him sit calmly and teach in faith and in the anointing until your glory manifests. We thank you for that. Thank you for his family. Thank you for everything that you're doing in his ministries and in his life. And we thank you for the school again, for its purpose. Thank you for all the students here on Darrell campus, online by Roku, the internet. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now let the Holy Spirit teach us. Amen.
Amen.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. We've been teaching you on moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Notice we say that the prophetic flow is flowing accurately in the supernatural realm of the Spirit, flowing accurately in the Holy Ghost. Y'all follow what I'm saying? That's the prophetic flow, flowing accurately in revelation knowledge. Now remember, I told you we was going to rehearse that over and over again. One of the things that we said was that the prophecy gate opens up access to all of the other manifestations or gifts of the Spirit. Amen. So with that in being in mind, 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, and we're going to read verses 1 through 11. It was your homework assignment. 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. And like a good teacher, I won't ask who did that. But I will say that many of you did well on your exam. And that's a wonderful thing, because it's no reason for anyone to not do well. You have the study guide, and it's well put together. So for the most part, everybody did great. I think there was something like 112 A's, of which 54 were 100s. And I think it was something like 12 B's and 4 C's and just one F. So we know whoever that was. Maybe you need to reconsider if you won't be in school. This is not about the grade now, because, you know, you can tell from the exam, we're not here to see how smart you are. We just want to know if you're paying attention in class. Amen. So whoever that was, you made that F, I would email me, the instructor, so we can have a talk. Amen.
Amen.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Read.
Now concerning spiritual gifts.
Now concerning spiritual gifts.
Brethren. I would not have you ignorant.
Now notice what this is the Apostle Paul. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, endowments, impartations from the Holy Ghost. Notice what he said, I will not have you to be ignorant.
Amen.
All right. Now, you know, ignorance mean what? You don't know.
Right.
Without understanding.
Right.
Nobody told you.
Right.
Right?
Right?
That's ignorance.
Right.
But y'all know what stupidity is.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
When somebody told you,
yes,
and you know, but you want to do it your way.
Oh my God.
Somebody say, ouch.
Ouch.
All right. So Paul said, I will not have you to be what? Ignorant, brethren. Now watch what he says. Read.
You know that you were Gentiles.
You know that you were Gentiles.
carried away unto these dumb idols.
And you were carried away unto these dumb idols.
Even as you were led.
Even as you were what?
Led.
Even as you were what?
Led.
Oh, so now what we're about to get into is being led by somebody. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Remember, we told you that we're talking about the supernatural realm. We're talking about the realm of the Spirit. We said the only way for us to enter into the supernatural realm, we had to have an escort. And we said that the only escort into that supernatural realm is God, the Holy Ghost. You don't want to go into the spirit realm without him. Jesus said, when he is come, he will lead you and guide you into all the truth. Not facts, truth. The reality of the word. That's his assignment. Jesus and St. John chapter 16, you read all of this. It's good to read the Bible. I mean, if you get in the church that they make you read the Bible, because it helps us to preach easier. We got to be going to every scripture and you should know it by now. But in St. John chapter number 16, starting around the 7th verse on down to about the 15th verse. Now, pay close attention what Jesus is about to say. See, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead and guide you into what? All truth. Now watch what he say. For he will take of mine and show it unto you. He will take what's mine and reveal it unto you. That's his assignment. Jesus said, there's some things I wanted to tell you, but you are not in a place where you can receive them or handle it now. Now, he's talking to the 12 apostles that he was training. But he said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality, has come? See, now that's the one that's going to escort you to where you need to be. So, and watch this, you never arrive. This is a journey. And it's really exciting because your tour guide always got something, watch this, fresh. Now watch what I'm about to say. Come on, read. You were Gentiles. Remember, Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles. That's the purpose that God raised him up. He had an apostolic call to the Gentile people. Are you listening to me? What was his apostolic message? That the grace of God, the gospel of grace, that's what it was, the gospel of grace, that the Gentiles had the same access to this covenant as the Jews. Amen. Not a different gospel, not another gospel, but the same gospel. Okay, read.
Wherefore I give you to understand.
Wherefore, now watch this. Wherefore I give you to understand.
That no man speaking by the Spirit of God.
That no man speaking by the Spirit of God. All right, now we're getting into prophecy. Prophecy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is a divine utterance in a known tongue. Remember, I told you that the prophecy gate opens it all up. So when a person is under the influence of prophecy or prophesying, they're not speaking on their own. That's why you got to be very careful when you see all you nice little prophesiers. Yeah, see, because see, now prophecy is a divine utterance in a known tongue. To prophesy means to speak on the behalf of another.
Right.
Or to be someone else's spokesperson or mouthpiece. So if I come up to you and start prophesying to you, I'm actually telling you I'm speaking on God's behalf. I sure enough better be making sure God's talking to me. And I ain't making stuff up. Because I'm speaking on someone's behalf. I don't want God to be made a liar. Because I'm saying stuff he never said. And that's the problem in 2016.
That's right.
That's why we need real apostles and prophets to bring back government into the church, because it don't take long for God to bring nothing to pass that he's saying.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yes,
that's the truth.
Real utterances, real divine utterances don't take all that time to happen.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because God is not telling you what he's going to do. God is telling you what he's already done. And you don't have to do nothing to make a prophecy come to pass. When a person is speaking by a divine utterance, they're up under the influence of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So notice what he say. No man speaking by. That goes to show you how important prophecy and prophesying is. You got it? Because it's the gateway to all the other gifts. Functioning at a high level. Are you with me? It begins with what you say. Are you with me? So no man speaking by the Spirit of God,
call it Jesus
a curse.
And that no man can say
that Jesus is the Lord.
But by the Holy Ghost.
All right, now y'all pay attention in class. Now watch what he say. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. You cannot be up under the influence of the Holy Ghost. This ain't talking about somebody just throwing something out. This is talking about somebody who is supposed to be operating by the Holy Ghost. They can't call Jesus accursed. Now watch this. And here's a whole nother realm, another level. You cannot say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost, which means you got to be speaking that from a revelation, not just information. You just can't holler, oh, Jesus is Lord. No. Jesus is Lord is a manifestation of the inner working of the Holy Ghost. And the proof and the evidence will show up in your life.
Right.
All right? Okay, read the Bible now.
Now there are diversities of gifts.
All right, now I want you, you're going to write down some words after. We're going to go ahead on and read all the way through. I know y'all don't think I can do that. Then we're going to come back and we're going to put some glass on it. Okay? All right, so now we're going to take off from here and we're going to read all the way through to the 11th verse. Then we're going to come back. All right? Read.
But the same Spirit.
No.
Now there are diversities of gifts.
Thank y'all. Y'all on the same page now. Now there are diversities of gifts.
But the same Spirit.
But the same Spirit.
And there are differences of administration.
There are differences of administrations.
But the same Lord.
But the same Lord.
And there are diversities of operations.
There are diversities of operations.
But it is the same God.
But it is the same God.
Which work it all in all.
Which work it all in all. Read.
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is what?
Is
given to every man.
To profit
with all, to profit with everybody. Read.
For to one is given by the Spirit.
For to one is given by the Spirit.
The word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom.
To another.
To another.
The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge.
By the same Spirit.
By the same Spirit.
To another.
To faith. Another.
Faith.
Faith. You, wait. You can say special faith.
Special faith.
By the same Spirit. Read.
To another.
To another, gifts of healing
by
the same Spirit.
To another, the working of miracles.
To another, the working of miracles.
To another, prophecy.
To another, prophecy.
To another, discerning of spirits.
To another, discerning of spirits.
To another,
divers kinds of tongues.
To another, the interpretation of tongues.
To another, interpretation of tongues.
But all these worketh.
Now watch this. But all of these worketh by that.
One
and that self same Spirit.
Dividing to every man.
Dividing. Pay attention what I'm saying now. Don't read this like he talking to somebody else. Dividing to.
Every man.
Dividing to.
Every
man. Dividing to.
Every man.
Say that's me.
That's me.
See, I'm going to tell you some stuff that you ain't going to learn from spiritual gurus. Dividing to every man. Severally as he will. That's why everything about this school is supernatural.
Right.
I told some of the people that I lead, I said, I don't care if you graduated in 2010, 11, 12, I don't care when you graduated. All of the curriculum have changed. This school has went up under an apostolic covering. You need to throw away all of that stuff you thought you knew and become a part of this apostolic training. Now, this has to do with the move of the Spirit, the move of the Holy Ghost. That's why this whole chapter keeps talking about that one and self-same Spirit. By the Spirit, by the Spirit. Okay, so you need to know that everything that God does, he does it how? By his Spirit. Zechariah 4:6. Come on, write it down. You need to know this. Zechariah 4:6. Come on, somebody get it real quick, because we're about to go back. Because see, the way we have learned about the gifts of the Spirit and the manifestations of the Spirit, you're going to learn some stuff in here. Kevin Hart said, you're going to learn in here today. Come on.
Then he answered and spake unto me.
Then he answered and spake unto me.
Saying, this is the word of the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord.
Unto Zerubbabel.
Saying,
not by might.
Here it goes. Not by human might.
Nor by power.
Not by human power.
But by my Spirit.
But by my Spirit.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
So God is letting you know right then and there, everything I do by my Spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then it talks about, and the earth was void and without form, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Then the next thing here is the Spirit of God moved upon. God ain't doing nothing apart from his Spirit. Are you with me? So now let's go through this. Remember, I told you there are some words. All right. Now it says there are diversities of what? Gifts. Go back up. There are diversities of gifts. Mm-hmm. But what? But the same Spirit. Y'all don't see that? What verse is that? Verse number 4, 1 Corinthians 12:4. Now there are what? Diversities of gifts, the same Spirit. There are differences or diversities of administrations, but it's the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God. Now pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. 9 manifestations of the Spirit. We call them the 9 gifts of the Spirit, right? And we group them. We group them into the 3 speaking gifts, right? Which are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. That's the speaking gifts, right? Then you got your revelational gifts, huh? The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. And then we have the power gifts, huh? Working of miracles, gifts of healing, and special faith. That's how we've grouped them all through the years, right? But Paul didn't put them in there like that.
Right. Come on. He did.
I don't believe God just throws stuff together. No, there's an order to what God is doing. Now, you have to pay attention to what I'm about to do up in here. There are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. There are diversities or differences of administrations, but it's the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God. I submit unto you, that's how Paul listed these gifts. As gift, administration, and an operation. So when you go through, you can't just go read and pass them like you don't have to understand. And we're going to define what all of these mean. Because, see, you be in the church, word of knowledge. What is it? Let's get this straight. Jesus, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The same power that Jesus functioned in is the same power that's available to every believer. And just in case Satan been messing with your head and messing with your mind and telling you you got to be so spiritual in order to function in these gifts is the biggest lie ever been sold to the church.
Right.
Because the Bible says concerning the church at Corinth, you are carnal. You are yet babes. There's division amongst you, contention amongst you, all of that mess amongst you. Now watch this. But you come behind in no spiritual gift. So that tells me that functioning in these gifts ain't got nothing to do with you, got everything to do with him. Yeah. So that's why you can start desiring spiritual gifts. Because you ain't gonna be tripping about, am I good enough? Who made you good enough anyway? You were washed in his blood. Justified by his blood. The gifts of the Spirit are not about you. It's about him. Revelation 19 and 10. Come on, get it. Write these references down. So we can talk about this now. So you'll see how this stacks up. That everything is a gift. An administration. In an operation. And they work. They work. Watch this. As one. As a unity. That's why he. That's why you see these gifts bundled together like they are. They work together. You've been trying to separate them like they're all separate. Oh, come on. Don't act like you. You ain't heard this class before. You ain't read this in Bible bookstore. They work together as one. But you're going to see how a gift in an administration and an operation work as one. All right. Where I told you to go. Then what's taking you so long to read?
And I fell at his feet.
And I fell at his feet.
To worship him.
To worship him.
And he said unto me.
And he said unto me.
See thou do it not.
See thou do it not.
I am thy fellow servant.
I'm your fellow servant.
And of thy brethren.
And I'm of your brethren.
That have the testimony of Jesus.
And I have the testimony of Jesus. Read.
Worship God.
Worship God.
For the testimony of Jesus.
For the testimony of Jesus.
Is the spirit of Christ.
All right, so let's get this straight in this class. So you when you run into all these so-called spiritual people, anybody trying to draw attention to themselves, just walk away from them. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So all prophecy is designed to glorify him, not you. Not you. It ain't about you and your accuracy. You always know you want to be lifted up. No, it's all, he's accurate. You inaccurate. Oh, I'm going to help you right now. That's why if you're going to function and not be afraid, you got to shoot the ball. I'll find out before you make a shot, you might miss a few. So don't be afraid. See, because some of y'all ain't going to ever step out because you're going to be so concerned about. No, I'm not talking about lying now. I'm talking about functioning. You only prophesy in part and you only know in part. So you don't have it all right anyway.
Amen.
I'm trying to help you. You got to deal with this. It's not about you. It's about glorifying the head of the church. All right. Y'all got it? All right. Now let's go back to these gifts. Administrations and operations. All right. Now y'all know what the word diversity mean, right? Oh, somebody say, okay. All right. Yeah, somebody say, I know what diversity means. What it means? Variety. Thank you. Thank you. A distinction. Okay. Not the same. Y'all know that we always try to gravitate to people who are the same. I know the Bible say, how can two walk together except they be agreed? But in the kingdom, there's gumbo. Y'all got it? Everything that go in gumbo don't taste good by itself. But once it's all in, You getting the flavor?
Yes, sir.
See, God have need of you.
Yes.
Does not matter what others think of you.
Yes, sir.
It matters of what God thinks of you. And so you have to be able to desire these spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Paul said, desire spiritual gifts. That's a strip. See, desire means I'm a pursue.
Pursue.
Yeah.
Pursue
I'm good enough. He made me good enough. Because these gifts are designed to edify and build up the church.
Yes.
All right. Here's a statement. This is how Jesus functioned. These nine manifestations of the Spirit was the constant of his life. So all his gifts of healing, working of miracles, special faith, he was operating in them all the time because he had the Spirit without measure. Yeah. Yeah. See, he did nothing apart from the Holy Ghost. Then God saw fit to give us the same Holy Ghost. So we're without excuse. All right. So. Y'all, we gave you the definition of diversity, right? Mm-hmm. Variety, distinction. All right. Now here's gifts. Gifts. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready? A divine gratuity. Gifts. A divine gratuity. Why do you give somebody gratuity anyway? Huh? God wants people to know that when my gifts show up, it's a divine gratuity. Y'all understand that? Now watch this. It's a deliverance from danger or passion. That's what these gifts do. Remember, God showed me something. This will blow your mind. You know, one of the benefits of God say he will redeem your life from destruction.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all not talking to me.
Yes,
see, the problem is when he say I'm going to redeem your life from destruction, that mean you are in destruction. Redeem mean to purchase back from. So I'm here. These gifts will redeem your life from destruction. Everything that the enemy meant to destroy your life, these gifts will reveal it, make it known. You got it? Then they got words to speak it, and they got power to get it out. Y'all got it? So it's a divine gratuity. Deliverance from danger or passion. Mm-hmm. Especially a spiritual endowment. It's the gift, a spiritual endowment. It's a supernatural impartation. Are you with me now? It's out of the realm of the spirit. Y'all got it? Now, the next one. That's a gift. So when you start reading this, you're going to see the gift, then an administration. Now, y'all know what administration is, right? Everybody say the land all jacked up because we are under what? President Obama's administration. I'm not a politician, but I'm an accountant. And we had a statement, the numbers don't lie. So whether you voted for him or not, just do the math. Quit thinking that when black folks lead, it got to come out bad. I don't care where. I'm just telling the truth about it. We're talking about an administration. An administration means the one who's overseeing it. So gifts from the Holy Spirit. The administrator of all gifts is the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. So administration. What does that mean? The attendance as of a servant. Y'all got it? Or an official of service. Y'all got it? A minister or a teacher. An administrator. Y'all are administrators or the one who is overseeing, watching over to make sure that it's being carried out.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see? Gift, administration. And the administrator of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
Then operations. Y'all know what an operation is, huh? An effectual inner working of God's power by his spirit. In a word, look at me. I'm going to help some of y'all up here. Quit trying to be somebody else.
Come on. Come on.
The operation is who God made you to be. There's a unique you. God don't make copycats. He make originals. And it is nothing wrong for somebody to say you are like your father. But apostles have taught us, you follow me close. But don't lose your uniqueness.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't lose in me the reason why God put you here. And connected me to you. Because by him connecting me to you, it's for you to go further. Because I'm an apostle. I'm a foundation. I'm somebody to walk on. So you got a gift. You got an administration and you got an operation. And that's how these things function in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now let's go to them. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got that out the way. Yeah. Let's go a little bit further. The word of wisdom. See if we can pull up some of this for you so you don't be lost as a goose in a hailstorm. The word of wisdom. It's amazing. Y'all know what it say? For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. First on the list, huh? Huh? You got to know that's the Holy Spirit. You got to know it. You got to know it. That's the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:16. Come on, get over there. Paul said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That what? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the Father of glory,
the Father of what?
Glory.
What?
May give unto you. The Spirit of wisdom.
Oh, the Spirit of wisdom. Who is the Spirit of wisdom? It's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So there's no doubt that the word of wisdom flows from the Spirit of wisdom,
yes, sir,
which is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The word of wisdom is the gift. Oh, somebody say, oh, what?
Wow.
The word of wisdom is the gift. The administrator of the word of wisdom is the word of knowledge.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, this is not for wow. This is to make you think.
Yeah.
The word of knowledge grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the administrator.
Yes, sir.
And this is going to blow your mind. Y'all see that?
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
For to one is given the word of wisdom by the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge. Watch this. By the same Spirit. It all operates. Everything God does, he does by Spirit.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus is the administrator. And then the next one he says is what? To another, faith. By the same Spirit. Now somebody say faith. Well, watch this. That's the inner operation. Y'all ready for this? A word of knowledge and a word of wisdom foundation is special faith. Because you ain't going to speak for nothing boldly unless God suspend your little senses. Because you have to say some stuff. Oh, y'all won't see how it operate. Y'all remember when Jesus met the woman at the well?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And he said, go call your husband. Shata. Shata, go call your husband. What did she say? She said, I don't have none. She said, that's a wrap. Jesus said, wrong answer. Jesus said, you have had. No, he said, you have well said.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not your husband. Huh? Huh? The one you with now is not your husband. And besides that, you had five others. You tripping. All Jesus is doing is flowing in the gifts. That's a word of knowledge. That's a fact that was in the mind that he got. Yeah. But watch this. But to have a word of knowledge, it ain't going to work if you don't have special faith pushing you. Because I need to have my mind suspended when I'm about to tell you something that ain't from me. Now, here's something else you need to know. Even when Jesus did, when the gifts of the Spirit are in manifestation, they won't condemn. They free up. Notice he didn't say you heifer, you low down wench. He didn't say you hoe.
That's right.
Come on. You strawberry. He didn't say all of that. That woman, watch this. Watch what happened to that. I'm not playing, y'all. These gifts have been in manifestation in the church, embarrassing folk. Condemning them. Making them feel you know what that woman say? That woman say, oh, hold up. She became an evangelist now. Come see a man. Come see a man. Listen to this. That told me all about myself. Well, wait a minute. Didn't she get liberated?
Yeah.
Wasn't her life redeemed from destruction?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. That's what happened when these gifts are in manifestation. They get you out to bring you in.
Yes, sir.
You must understand the entire ministry of Jesus was built up on the manifestations of the Spirit. So y'all saw that, huh?
Yes, sir.
The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, special faith. I don't have but a minute, so I'll give you these definitions. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, because we're going to go through this, then we're going to come back. Amen. And we're going to dig deeper into these things. Glory to God. All right, let's see real quick. Word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning God's purpose in his mind and God's the purpose that's in the mind of God. You got it? God reveals his purpose, his plan for the future through the word of wisdom. That's what that one does. Amen. That's all we got for tonight.